This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey there, digital natives. It's your girl, Rachel Carter, coming at you live with another dose of truth bombs on digital poison. The dopamine cure for screen addiction and burnout. Let's be real, life in the fast lane can feel like a constant hamster wheel, right? Between work emails, social media scrolls, and that never-ending to-do list, stress is practically a full-time roommate. But guess what? You don't have to let it rule your life. Today, we're diving deep into developing healthy coping mechanisms for stress because you deserve to chill, recharge, and reclaim your inner Zen master. Ever feel like you're on the verge of a meltdown because your inbox is overflowing or that deadline feels like an impossible mountain? You know that feeling when you're so stressed you could eat a whole pizza and probably would? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Stress isn't always the enemy. It's that little nudge that tells us to step up, get things done, and push our boundaries. The problem is when it becomes chronic, like that annoying roommate who never does the dishes or pays their share of the rent. That's when stress starts wreaking havoc on your mental and physical health, leaving you feeling drained, anxious, and just plain blah. So, how do we break free from this stressful cycle and create a life that feels more balanced and fulfilling? Let's start by understanding our own unique triggers. What sets you off? Is it a demanding boss, family drama, or maybe the endless stream of bad news on your phone? Once you know what pushes your buttons, you can start to develop strategies for managing those situations. Remember, you're not helpless. You have the power to choose how you respond to stress. Second, let's talk about healthy coping mechanisms. This isn't about burying your head in the sand or pretending everything is peaky keen because, let's face it, sometimes life just throws curveballs. It's about finding activities that help you de-stress and recharge. Think of it like this. Stress is a battery drain, and healthy coping mechanisms are the power chargers. So, what are your go-to stress busters? Maybe it's taking a walk in nature, indulging in a good book, listening to your favorite tunes, or catching up with loved ones. Don't underestimate the power of simple pleasures. Third, prioritize self-care. No, I don't mean spending hours at the spa, although that wouldn't hurt. Self-care is about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about saying no to things that drain you and yes to activities that bring you joy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run your car on empty, would you? The same goes for yourself. Make time for rest, relaxation, and activities that make you feel good. Fourth, cultivate a growth mindset. Instead of viewing challenges as insurmountable obstacles, see them as opportunities for learning and growth. Remember, setbacks are a normal part of life. They're not failures. They're stepping stones. Embrace the journey, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward. Finally, remember that you're not alone in this. Reaching out for support is a sign of strength, not weakness. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist if you're feeling overwhelmed. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She was constantly stressed juggling work, family, and social commitments, always feeling like she was one step behind. Then, she started practicing yoga and meditation, even just for 50 minutes a day. Guess what? It made a world of difference. She felt calmer, more focused, and better equipped to handle stress. Sarah realized that taking care of her mental health wasn't selfish, it was essential. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Start by identifying your biggest stressors and brainstorm some coping mechanisms that resonate with you. Remember, small changes can lead to big results. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little stress-busting wisdom. And head over to our social media channels to join the conversation that support each other on this journey to digital detox and mindful living. Until next time, stay strong, stay balanced, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.